used to. Things have changed dramatically. The tipping point was 2008. We all know what happened then. The so-called Great Recession, the worst financial disaster since the Great Depression in 1929. We are recovering, but we are recovering slowly. And the landscape has been fundamentally altered long term. What used to work doesn't work anymore. What used to be easy is now difficult or seemingly impossible. Our lament, out of work, made up a resume, sent it to all the places I'm supposed to, went to all the internet job boards and looked for vacancies in my field. Day after day, week after week, month after month. All of this worked the last time I went job hunting, but now? Strikeout. Nothing. There are things we can do about this. Believe me, there are. That's what this book is all about. But before we change our strategies, we must know what we are up against. So let's tick off in rapid order what's different since 2008. 1. Employers changed, job hunters didn't. Year in and year out, when we are job hunting, we tend to hunt in the same way we have for decades, regardless of whether the times are good or bad. Our hunt always depends on resumes, digital or printed, agencies, private or federal or state, and ads, online or off. Employers don't. They don't stay the same. In good times, they hunt one way. In bad times, they hunt another way. They adapt to the times. What this means is that when times are good, employers often have difficulty filling their vacancies, so they will typically cater to the job hunter's preferences in such a season. We like resumes, so they will take the trouble to solicit, look at, and read our resumes. We like job postings, so they will post their vacancies where we can find them, on their own site or on job boards, typically. What we are not prepared for is that when the economy turns tough for us, and employers are finding it easier to fill a vacancy because there are many more unemployed to choose from, many, though not all, employers change their tactics. They will stop reading our resumes and stop posting their vacancies. So we can search the old way until we're blue in the face, but nothing. Everything that used to work doesn't work anymore, and we are baffled. It is like turning the key in our faithful car, but for the first time in 5 years, the motor won't start. We assume, of course, that the reason why nothing is working is that there are no jobs. It never occurs to us that there are indeed jobs, 8 to 10 million of them a month, as we'll see in Chapter 3, but that employers have changed their behavior when hunting for employees, and we have not caught up with, nor adapted to, employers' new behavior. 2. Many employers are holding out for a mythical dream employee. Since 2008, the average number of people applying for any given vacancy has been between 118 and 250. Knowing that there is such a large pool of applicants, many employers are now over-screening. They are tightening the perimeters around who they will even consider. Must be currently employed is the biggest change since 2008. Must have direct hands-on experience with this population is another. Thus, in one way or another, many employers now reject candidates they would have leaped to hire 8 years ago. Reason? With the recovery still unsteady and slow, employers keep thinking that now, with all those unemployed out there, somebody better is bound to come along. Next week. Of course, this ideal employee may not even exist. But even as a myth, this idea of a better employee than the one I'm currently interviewing definitely retards hiring plans. Not all employers think this way, but far too many do. 3. The length of the average job hunt has increased dramatically. From 1994 through 2000,